Back in my day, if you wanted to stop working without your boss knowing, you'd take advantage of salary arbitrage and outsource your job to a developer in China. But earlier this week, Anthropic made this type of white-collar fraud a whole lot easier with the release of Computer Use, a way for Claude to autonomously control your entire computer with a single prompt. It can open apps, schedule jobs, prepare reports, and even flirt with your work spouse all on your behalf. And here's the crazy part, you don't even have to be at your computer to use it because you can prompt it directly from your phone.
I'm very familiar about all this.
And it'll never get mad at you, like when you hand your dad the wrong screwdriver. It's only available on macOS right now, but I was able to beat up a homeless JavaScript developer and steal his MacBook so we could test it out. In today's video, we'll take a look at everything that's possible with Computer Use to find out if it's worth the hype, or if it's just another way to make us cannon fodder in a war we never signed up for. It is March 26, 2026, and you're watching The Code Report. If you haven't been paying attention, you may have missed that Dario, the CEO of Anthropic and Mario's greedy childhood rival, has been making the rounds with his favorite activity, yelling fire in a crowded theater. According to Dario, 50% of all entry-level lawyers, consultants, and finance professionals will be completely wiped out within the next 1 to 5 years. And it's not just Dario trying to make that reality. As you may remember, last month, Snake Oil Sam and OpenAI acquired OpenClaw, the original AI personal assistant that was originally named ClaudeBot before receiving a cease and desist letter that was hand-delivered from Wario himself. And now we know exactly why Anthropic wanted to kill OpenClaw. But how do these tools compare to each other? In a way, it's kind of like Android versus iOS 2.0. OpenClaw is free and open source, runs locally, and is model agnostic. Computer Use is paid, closed source, only works on macOS, and is coupled to Claude models. But just like Android, OpenClaw's openness comes with some trade-offs. The Palo Alto Networks warned it, quote, presents a dangerous combination of access to private data, exposure to untrusted content, and the ability to communicate externally while retaining memory. But keep in mind, this is the same Palo Alto Networks that got in trouble for dressing actual real-life women up as risque lampshades to promote a happy hour in Vegas a few years back, so maybe take that with a grain of salt. With that being said, one of OpenClaw's own maintainers did caution that if you can't understand how to run a command line, the project may be too dangerous for you to use safely. So for you reactives out there, you may want to check out Computer Use because it just works without any setup and takes a permission-first approach, asking before accessing new apps and only touching the folders you explicitly allow. So before this homeless guy wakes up, let's test it out. YouTube doesn't really put food on my family anymore, so I need to work 4 or 5 other full-time six-figure programming jobs just to make ends meet. And here's how Claude Computer Use helps me defraud my employers. First, I use it to write and then email cover letters to a bunch of potential employers. Once they offer me a testicle interview, I again spin up Claude Computer Use in the background to listen to the conversation and instantly implement any leak code trash they try to throw at me. In my opinion, this isn't cheating. It's just a distributed cognition layer in a separate browser tab. Once hired, I can then sync up Claude to my calendar. As you can see here, we have a daily stand-up meeting scheduled for Monday. The Claude will automatically open my calendar and click on the Zoom link, where it can attend the meeting and listen to whatever my boss might be yapping about. And it can even run my local AI voice model on the fly to participate in the meeting.
Hi, Jeff. We need you to, like, implement a distributed system that never goes down, scales infinitely, and costs $0. And we, like, need it by Friday.
Hi, Karen. You are absolutely correct. Initializing infinite scale, zero budget distributed system now. Combobulating, pontificating, schlepping, transmuting.
Thank you, Jeff. You are an incredible human being.
After the meeting's over, Claude will then start writing some code. It only takes Claude about 5 minutes to write this code, but I then have it schedule a pull request at 4:30 p.m. on Friday to simulate human productivity. And then finally, I have Claude open the browser and log into my bank account, verify that my paycheck was deposited, and then transfer it to Monero. For better or worse, giving an LLM unrestricted access to the internet changes everything, which is why you need to know about SERP API, the sponsor of today's video. Most large language models can't access live web data, so if you're building an AI app that needs fresh, real-time information, it'll probably just hallucinate and gaslight your users. The SERP API fixes this by giving your AI access to over 100 search engines like Google Search, Maps, YouTube, and Amazon, all returning clean, structured JSON with real-time results and locations. You can integrate it with a single HTTP request or use their libraries for Python and JavaScript, and more superior programming languages. And it also handles captchas automatically, so your app will always have access to the fresh data it needs. Companies like Nvidia, Shopify, and many others all use SERP API, and you can try it out for free today with the link below. This has been The Code Report. Thanks for watching, and I will see you in the next one.